Good morning. You're awake. How are you feeling? Better than yesterday? Yeah. That's amazing. Let me just check your chart real quick. Okay, vitals look stable. Heart rate's normal. Can you follow my finger with your eyes for me? Don't move your head, just your eyes. Left. Right. Up. And down. Good. Any dizziness today? Nausea? No? Okay, that's a really good sign. Yesterday you were pretty out of it. I need to check your pupils. The light is gonna be bright. I'm sorry. Just look straight ahead for me. There. Good. They're responding normally. That's what we want to see. How's your head? Still hurting? A little? Yeah, that's normal. The pain should get better over the next few days. Now let me check your bandages. I need to change the dressing on your arm. This okay? Just gonna unwrap this. Okay, yeah, this is healing nicely. You got pretty lucky, honestly. Could have been way worse. Hold still for me. This might sting a bit. Sorry, almost done. Clean. Yeah, so, your car. Not so lucky. I heard it got totaled. I'm so sorry. But you're alive. So that's all that matters, trust me. No, you can't leave yet. We're keeping you another day or two just to monitor the concussion. Standard stuff. Nothing to worry about. You seem way more alert today. Yesterday you were so confused. You kept asking me where you were, what happened. Do you remember yesterday at all? Some of it? Okay. What do you remember? The crash. Anything else? Me? You remember me being here. And did you... Do you know who I am? You do now, don't you? Yeah. I mean, I saw your name on the chart yesterday before I even came in. So I knew. I knew it was you. I thought about switching patients, honestly. Letting someone else take your case. But I don't know. I guess I wanted to see you. Even if you didn't recognize me at first. You recognize me now. So yeah, here we are. crazy, right? It's been, what, a few years since graduation? Since you disappeared? No, don't. I'm not trying to make this awkward. I'm just stating facts. One day we were talking every day, making plans, being best friends, and then you just vanished. Blocked me everywhere. Wouldn't answer calls. Nothing. I tried to figure out what I did. Like, I went over every conversation we ever had trying to find where I messed up. But I couldn't. And you never told me. So yeah, it's been a few years. And now you're here. Life is weird like that. You don't have to explain right now. I mean, I'm your nurse. That's the priority. Making sure you're okay. You want to? Explain? Right now? Okay. I'm listening. Graduation day. What about it? You saw me... What? And that's why you left? I'm trying to understand. We were friends. You never said you had feelings for me. Wait, you did have feelings? For how long? That long? And you just never said anything? Why not? You didn't think I felt the same way. So you kept it to yourself. And then you saw me with someone else and you thought, what? That I'd moved on? That I was in love with that person? So you ran. God, you are such an idiot. No, I mean it. You're an idiot. Because you got it completely wrong. I wasn't into you. I just felt like I needed to move on before graduation because I thought you were into someone else. So I rushed this thing with Sam, and yeah, that didn't end well. Well, because of that conversation we had a few weeks before graduation. You were telling me about this girl you really liked, how you'd been thinking about her for months. And you were so nervous about it, and I was trying to be supportive, giving you advice, telling you to go for it. But the whole time my heart was breaking. Because I thought you meant someone else. I thought there was this other girl you were in love with, and I was just your friend. The person you came to for advice. So I tried to move on. I told myself I should date someone else just to stop myself from hoping you'd ever see me that way. But when you said this girl I really like, you meant me. You were talking about me. Oh my God. So this whole thing is just a big misunderstanding? Were in love with me? I was in love with you. And neither of us said anything. And then you saw me doing that and you thought I'd chosen someone else, so you just left. Do you have any idea how much that hurt? I tried to reach out so many times. Called, texted, even showed up at your apartment once, but you were gone. I didn't know why. I thought maybe I'd done something wrong, or you just didn't want me in your life anymore. It took me months to stop checking my phone hoping you'd text. Months to accept you were just gone. How could you do that? You thought it'd be easier to disappear from my life rather than deal with being my friend while I was dating someone else? I mean, I guess I can understand. I would have been devastated too if I'd seen you with someone else, but you didn't need to run away. We should have talked about it. You hurt me. Really badly. And hearing that it was because you had feelings for me, I don't know how to feel about that. You're sorry. I can see that. Your eyes are welling up. It's making me a bit emotional seeing you like that. It does feel good to hear. It's just, I'm sorry too. We both rushed into something else because we got scared of what we were feeling for each other. And we were just scared of getting hurt. And now here we are. Years later. What were the chances, right? Do you believe in chance? I don't. This is a lot. I didn't expect this. I didn't expect you here, out of all places. But I appreciate you explaining. Finally. Feels like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders. What now? You still have feelings for me? After all these years. How can you say that? We don't know each other anymore. Life happened. Oh God, no, we broke up 2 months after graduation. Wasn't working. My heart wasn't in it. I was still hung up on you, even after you ghosted me. Even after I tried to hate you for leaving, I couldn't stop caring about you. And I still have feelings too. I think they never went away. Which makes this really complicated. You're my patient. I'm supposed to be professional. But how am I supposed to do that when you're looking at me like that? What are you trying to say? You want a second chance? You want to try again? do this right this time. And you promise you won't run, no matter what. I want to believe you. I really do. It's just, you left once, and it broke me. And I can't go through that again. But looking at you right now, how I missed you. So much. I know I'm supposed to be mad, and I am. I am. But I'm also just relieved that you're here. That you're okay. That I get to see you again. Even if it's because you crashed your car and ended up in my hospital. You've always been so reckless. You haven't changed, have you? You're gonna be here another day or two. And after you're discharged, you'll need follow-ups to monitor the concussion. And I'm thinking maybe we could use that time to talk. There's a lot to talk about. Not just about what happened, but about us. What we both want, and if this is something we can actually do. I guess I want to give you a chance. I really want to try. But I need to know you're in this, like really in this. I'm scared. I'm not gonna lie. I'm terrified of getting hurt again. But I'm tired of pretending I don't care about you. Because I do. I never stopped. Wait. I don't want us to go too fast. We need to figure this out. But you need to rest. And I need to finish my rounds. But I'll come back later. We can talk more then. Okay. Good. And hey, when I saw your name on that chart yesterday and found out about the crash, I couldn't breathe for a second. Even after everything, even after all the hurt, the thought of losing you for real, not just losing touch, but actually losing you, I can't even think about it. I'm just really, really glad you're okay. I'll see you later. And we'll figure this out. I promise. Now get some rest. Doctor's orders.